Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Let's get the latest now on this extreme and possibly dangerous heat coming our way. Here's meteorologist Heather Zare.
It's already going to get close to 90 in most areas this afternoon, and with higher humidity, our AccuWeather real field temperatures will be in the mid-90s. Then the heat is even building more tomorrow. Highs mid-90s, real fields at or above 100. The worst of the heat, though, will be Thursday and Friday, when temperatures in the city are going to be near 100, and real fields can be as high as 110. Those temperatures challenge daily records as well. There may also be an afternoon thunderstorm chance on Friday. That chance continues through the holiday weekend with temperatures backing off. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And our Maryland Buckley is out there today in this heat, seeing how folks are getting ready to deal with this upcoming heat wave.
The weather is hot, 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 but it's nothing we're not used to.
Could be the snow, rain, whatever. This is New York. We can't do that. We got to keep going. I ain't slowing nothing down.
And it's going up to 100 degree temps. But before it does, Devin wanted to get his run in.
Run in the heat because they know maybe they could burn more calories.
And for Joe, it's just another day.
Staying out from under the sun.
But if you're out and about in the sun, you have to be prepared.
I freeze my water overnight.
I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do what I do every day.
And remember, too much sun can be dangerous, too. There's cooling centers open all across the city. Maryland Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Crown Heights.
Governor Hochul sending nearly $19 million to help further expand child care in New York City. The funding part of a statewide $106 million investment that will support 37 shovel-ready projects. 8 of those projects will be right here in the city. The grants can be used to build child care centers, expand existing ones, or pay for renovations and equipment. Most of the city projects are in Brooklyn. 2 are in Queens. 1 is in the Bronx. An off-duty NYPD officer opened fire on several suspected catalytic converter thieves this morning. This is just before 6 a.m. near the corner of West 148th Street and Broadway in Hamilton Heights. Sources tell AMNY that the officer was inside her car when a neighbor alerted her that several people were trying to steal a catalytic converter from a nearby vehicle. The suspect, said to be a group of men, allegedly approached the officer when she drove to the scene, attempting to box her in. When one of them appeared to reach for a weapon, she fired a single shot, and that sent the group running. No injuries were reported, and so far, no word on any arrests. The NYPD on the lookout for a man who's wanted in a sexual abuse incident aboard a Manhattan subway train. This happened on the R train as it approached West 28th Street around 3 p.m. on Sunday. That's when a 30-year-old woman says a man randomly approached her and sexually assaulted her before she was able to get off at the next stop. She was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. The suspect stayed on board the train. His photos are now up on the NYPD's Crime Stoppers X page. That's at NYPD Tips. 2 people are dead and at least 20 more injured after a devastating crash that shut down the Long Island Expressway overnight.
Witnesses say this coach-type bus was traveling in the westbound lanes of the Long Island Expressway when suddenly, about 20 minutes before midnight, it struck the center median and overturned. 4 other vehicles were involved after the crash right near exit 16 here at Greenpoint Avenue. Now, the 2 people killed have been identified as the bus driver and a passenger on the bus, but their names have not yet been released. At least 3 people critically hurt. Initially, we were told of 7 minor injuries. Now that appears that is more than 15. The number could change as people are being treated. 80 fire department and EMS personnel are teaming up police for this response. The ongoing investigation going on all night, in fact, to try to find out what led the bus to lose control. Glenn Schock, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, off the LIE here in Long Island City.
A budget deal for the city has been agreed upon for the 2027 fiscal year. Mayor Mamdani says that part of that budget will soon give New Yorkers easier access to long-sought records tied to the aftermath of 9/11.
As we prepare to mark 25 years since the horrific September 11 terror attacks, we are committing more than $34 million to create a public portal that will finally release documents from across city government related to post-9/11 air quality and health risks.
The council secured $6.25 million for the Department of Investigation, including $4 million to complete and release that report on 9/11 toxins. Additionally, $1 million will go toward 9/11-related field trips for students, making sure the next generation of New Yorkers never forgets. Time is running out, residents say, to save a historic church in Bushwick that was badly damaged by a fire.
Since 1853, the South Bushwick Reformed Church has been a North Star for the community. Pastor James Stewart.
The neighborhood has benefited from worship services, from community outreach, through holiday resource giving, the local high schools we partner with.
And they're trying to save some of that. The church sanctuary is destroyed, but Stewart says the performance space next door is salvageable. Now they just have to get the buildings department to agree.
We're trying to fulfill a partial demo so that we can just have to demo the sanctuary. That's the only part that's badly damaged.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.